Volume 2. Chapter 1. A second letter arrived from Miss Bingley and put an end to doubt. They would all stay in London for the whole winter, with Mr. Bingley staying in Darcy's house. Most of the letter was about Miss Darcy and her many attractions, and Jane felt completely hopeless. Elizabeth was angry at Bingley. She did not doubt that he was really fond of Jane, but thought him weak for being a slave to his sisters and Darcy, and thoughtless for ignoring Jane's feelings. Mr. Bennet made light of the situation.
After marriage, the next best thing for a girl is to be disappointed in love. When will your turn come, Lizzie? Mr. Wickham seems a pleasant fellow. It would be an honour to be jilted by him.
Indeed, in those gloomy days, Mr. Wickham was a frequent visitor to Longbourn. The story of his mistreatment by Darcy was now public, and except for Jane, everybody condemned Darcy as the worst of men. Chapter 2. At Christmas, Mrs. Bennet's brother and his wife came to stay at Longbourn. Mr. Gardiner was a sensible man, far superior to his sister, in both his nature and his education, and Mrs. Gardiner was an elegant and intelligent woman, who had a great friendship with the two eldest of the Bennet girls. Elizabeth spoke to Mrs. Gardiner about Jane's recent misfortune with Mr. Bingley.
"I am sorry it went off, but these things happen so often," exclaimed Mrs. Gardiner. "A young man like Mr. Bingley so easily falls in love with a pretty girl for a few weeks, but then, when accident separates them, so easily forgets her. It is no accident. It is the interference of his friends that has persuaded him to leave her," said Elizabeth.
"Are you sure he really loved her?"
"He was entirely engrossed by her, and became quite inattentive to others. At his own ball, he offended two or three young ladies by not asking them to dance. I spoke to him twice myself, without receiving an answer."
"Poor Jane. You would have laughed yourself out of it soon enough, but it may take her longer to get over it. Perhaps she might feel some relief if she came to visit us in London." The Gardiners spent a week at Longbourn, and during that time, Mr. Wickham came to visit. Mrs. Gardiner felt suspicious of him, and watched him carefully. She felt a little uneasy about his relationship with Elizabeth, and warned her to be on her guard.
"He is an interesting young man, but he has no fortune, and it would be imprudent to become deeply involved with him."
"He is very agreeable, but I am not in love with him," replied Elizabeth. Mrs. Gardiner had once lived near Pemberley in Derbyshire, and discovered that she had many acquaintances in common with Mr. Wickham. She had known the late Mr. Darcy, but not his son, and had only heard it said that he was a proud, ill-natured boy. Chapter 3. The Gardiners returned to London together with Jane, and shortly afterwards, Mr. Collins returned to Hertfordshire to be married. The day before the wedding, Charlotte came to see Elizabeth. "I shall depend on you writing often, Eliza, and promise to visit me in Hunsford." Elizabeth could not refuse, though she did not look forward to the occasion. "My father and sister are to come in March. I hope you will come with them." A while after the wedding, Elizabeth received a letter from Jane in London. She had been to visit Caroline Bingley. "She did not seem very well, but she was very glad to see me.
She was cross that I had not told her I was coming to London, so my last letter evidently did not reach her. I asked about her brother. Apparently he is so busy with Mr. Darcy that she scarcely sees him. I found that Miss Darcy was expected to dinner. My visit was not long, as Caroline and Mrs. Hurst were going out. Elizabeth shook her head over this letter. It convinced her that Bingley would never learn that Jane was in London from his sister. 4 weeks passed, and Jane saw nothing of him. For a fortnight, she also saw nothing of Caroline Bingley, and could no longer be blind to her inattention. When Miss Bingley finally appeared, she was cold and stayed only a short while. Jane wrote again to Elizabeth. My dearest Lizzie, I confess that I was entirely deceived by Miss Bingley's regard for me. She did not return my visit until yesterday, and when she came, she was completely altered. She did not say that she wished to see me again, and when she went away, I felt no wish to see her any longer. I am sure she is anxious to protect her brother's feelings, but if he cared about me, we would have met long ago. I am certain, from something she said, that he knows that I am in London. I cannot understand it. Please write soon. Elizabeth felt annoyed, but also relieved that her sister would no longer be duped by Miss Bingley. She no longer had any expectation that Jane would see Mr. Bingley again. As for her own situation, Elizabeth informed Mrs. Gardiner that Mr. Wickham's affection for her had subsided, and that he was now the admirer of another young woman named Miss King, who had a fortune of £10,000. She was neither heartbroken nor angry, and sincerely wished him well.